Okay, it is the time 5:41. So we're going to go ahead and get started. This is our second Shack meeting for the year. It is December 15th, and we are in the elementary science lab. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Jerrica Hudson, and I guess I will go ahead and introduce Nurse Lexi Dover. She's going to kind of go over what they've done so far for the 22-23 school year and kind of the upcoming events for the rest of the year. So I'm going to let her take over.
All right, so I'm Nurse Dover. I know y'all all know me here. And I'm just going to kind of go over what we've done for the kids here at the school so far this year and some plans of once we get back from break, some things that we'll be doing then as well. And then also a little bit on some upcoming things for the next school year. So first we'll start, I know last time we met, we talked about us doing the spot vision testing. And so what that is instead of pulling every kid into the office and making them read the eye chart, and that takes at least like 3 employees to do that. So you're losing 3 employees for a few days, really, because it takes a few days to get through all the grade levels, because you have pre-K, kinder, 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 7th grade that you have to do the hearing and vision test on. So what we did this year instead of doing that was we got with the Lions Club. They call it a spot exam. So it's a little machine. You kind of hold it in front of their eyes. They look at the picture, and it tells you if they pass or fail. And another cool thing about it is if they fail it, you don't have to retest them, because that's a whole nother day. You pull everyone back in that fell and you retest them, redo the eye chart and all that. You don't have to do that with this exam. You just, if they fail, you refer them. And so we did do that. We got through all of those grades in, I want to say it was about 2.5 hours, where it would have taken us a few days and a few employees of doing that to get through it. So that went really well. We did catch a lot of kids with vision problems that would have passed the chart and we wouldn't have caught it otherwise. And so we have a lot of kiddos getting glasses, and I've already heard back on some of those kiddos that have went and gotten their glasses and how much better they're doing in class with those. So that was a really cool thing, and I'm definitely going to do that again. I did get my certification for that, so now I can do it by myself. I just have to borrow the camera from Lions Club to do it. Yes, and then we did our hearing part 2. There's no real fast way to do that. We did have to pull kiddos, but it went pretty fast and it went really well. Next, we did a flu clinic, and we had a really big turnout this year. Aurora Concepts did that, and they were very impressed with how many kids we had sign up for that and how many staff. We've also been using Aurora Concepts to do lipo C shots and B12 shots once a month for all of our employees. So that's been really cool. We've had a lot of employees doing that because we all need our energy and our fat loss. Got to keep up with these kids. The next thing we did, we got our backpack food program back going. Instead of buying food and taking donations from, like, last year we used Lions Club. They helped us buy food and things like that. This year we tried to involve the students in it and made a little competition, did a food drive, see which grades could bring the most food. So that went pretty good. We did run into a few issues where we didn't really think about this before we did the food drive. Like, we got a whole bunch of cans of, like, tomato sauce. Yeah. Or, like, trying to think, cream of mushroom or something. Yeah. You know, that we ended up kind of being like, oh, no, what do we do with all this? But we found something to do with it for the kids. And another thing we've run into is, like when we pack these backpacks down with all these cans of foods, it's pretty heavy, and some of these are like little bitty kids. So we're learning as we go with that. So the drive was good because we got the kids involved, and we do have lots of food to hand out to the kiddos that we feel like could use some extra food at home. So that's good. But we do, going forward, we're probably going to go with more of
suggestions.
Yeah.
Home,
mm-hmm.
Like these types of
we're items. Thinking more like macaroni cups, things like that, like where they still get the food, but it's not so heavy that they're having to tote around with them. And then here in a little bit, I'll tell you all about a program we're going to start for the next school year that I'm really excited about. Okay, so next thing we'll talk about is the angel tree. We did do the angel tree here at the school this year, and we actually ended up with 89 kids on the angel tree, and it went really well. Everything worked out really smoothly. I was very impressed with that, and I can't wait to see the kiddos get excited about that. But we did vote on the new health curriculum last time we were together, and they have started that. I've heard good things about it from both students and employees. So far that's gone really well. We are also starting mental health presentations for the students that are like optional, and that was requested actually by the students. And so I think it was 2 weeks ago, we actually had a week where each day of the week we had a guest speaker come and speak to the class. One of them was Timothy Ross, which is one of our members here, and one of them was me, and then we had a few people come from other towns to speak. And it had an okay turnout. We did want more kids there, so we're kind of revamping, finding some ways to like draw attention and get their get them excited to come to it. Maybe like have sweets or something.
Is that offered to every student? Or?
This one was offered to high school students. We did it at the high school, but we do want to go around to at least middle school and high school. We haven't really found our exact plan yet to get the kids excited to come. But we're going to try to come up with some kind of plan where it's an optional, but also like, this will be fun, come on.
What time of day?
It was at lunchtime. So they had the option to get their lunch and come hang out and mm-hmm. listen to the presentation. And they could speak with us if they wanted to, if they had anything going on that they wanted to talk about. They had that option.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. Sweets or like a game or something, like some kind of incentive to get them to come, because mental health is a really big part of this age group. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was like during lunchtime, so it's like during kind of like their recess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you want to come about depression? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I get it. It's like, how do you want them to know what they're going to, which mm-hmm. is mental health, and they need it and they know that, but it's also that, like, hey, I also need my own de-stress time, which is lunchtime.
Right.
So, there's no perfect solution, and I thought for the first one, the fact that anybody showed up, I thought was great, and especially, mm-hmm. I know at least two of the kids that did on Wednesday, it was like, we'll support that again, just because of one of them we've already had interactions with, and it was like, if that one kid comes, then that whole week is worth it.
Yes.
So, it's tough. Yeah,
that's a... We're still, I feel like we're getting out of the bad stigma about mental health. I think, the world's
keep it to yourself.
Becoming more open about it, and that it's becoming more normalized, that it's okay. Like, we all have problems, and it's okay to talk about it. And I think that is helping, but I think there's still that enough stigma there that's keeping these kids from wanting to, like, come out in the open. So we're working on things like that to, you know, make them feel like it's okay. You can come to us and you can come to these, and mental illness or not.
Well, yeah, and you're not weird, right?
Right.
You're not abnormal. It's like, no, you're normal. And there's all kinds of people that have these issues and concerns and problems. And yeah, so the fact that there was a week, which, again, we haven't had one of these before, and we've had issues in the past. And how do you solve it? There's tons of solutions. Mm-hmm. And so this is a good try, and to keep building on for next year. And
yes, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we're definitely going to keep building on that and keep going until we get where we want it to be. But I think this new curriculum that we've started, you know, that's inserting it in a little bit. You know, just it takes little baby steps, but we'll get there. Okay, so events for the rest of the school year. So once we get back from Christmas, we'll have a vaccine clinic for our middle schoolers, because they will be needing to get some updated vaccines before they can start 8th grade year. Actually, no, I think it's 7th grade year. It is 7th grade year, I'm sorry. So our 6th graders will have the option to just click a link, sign up, and they'll get it right here at the school. They don't have to go to the doctor's office. They come right here to us, get it done. Boom, done.
No charge of them either?
It depends. If there's insurance, I believe it's no charge. If no insurance, it's usually like $10 to $20, so maybe $25. Yes. Cheaper than a doctor's visit.
Right.
Okay, so the food program for next year that I'm working on right now, it's a pilot program. It's with East Texas Food Bank. And so in the past, we get food, bring it here to school, pack it up in backpacks, hand it out to certain kiddos that we feel like are in need. But this would be the East Texas Food Bank. They would supply the food. They would supply a freezer, a refrigerator, shelving for the food to go on. All we have to provide is volunteers to be in charge of it. And
like to distribute it to
a place, yeah. Basically, volunteers to distribute it. There will be like a few reports, you know, where's the food going, how much food did you give out, how many times did this family come in, things like that. But it should, from what I'm understanding, be very simple, easy to keep up with.
Somewhere here at the school?
Here at the school, yeah. And East Texas Food Bank came and talked with me about it, and we walked around and looked, and we have a really good closet here that I think would be a really good place for it. The only problem is it's kind of close to the bathroom, so that's the only thing. But if not, we're going to find a place because we really, really want this in our school. But this would be different. It wouldn't be food that goes in the backpack. It would be open to our students' families to come get food from.
Okay.
Ideally, once a week. If we can't staff it, like have volunteers that can do it once a week, then once every other week is the minimal. Like it has to be open at least twice a month.
So they would come weekly and stock it then?
It would depend on how we wanted it. They'd kind of leave that up to us if we wanted it weekly or monthly. Mm-hmm. And I figure it's probably going to start off a smaller amount, and then once the families start finding out about it and know that they can use it, then it'll grow and get bigger. But I mean, they'll bring fresh produce, like fruits, vegetables. A lot of it's frozen food, and their goal is to give each family that comes in like 5 to 6 days worth of food.
Oh, wow.
So it's what we're doing right now with the budget that we have and the resources that we have. It's just like one meal per student.
Yeah.
That we're sending home. Sometimes 2 meals or 3 meals. If we're gone on break, we try to put a little bit more in there, but definitely not enough for a family to eat for 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that because I do think it's very much needed here. And we got picked for the pilot program. It's supposed to be low cost to no cost at all. So we're hoping for no cost at all, but we'll see. But we got picked because we are a small school, and we get 100% free lunches, so that puts us in a category where we were able to get picked to be part of it. But it is just starting up, so they're kind of finding the kinks and figuring it out and learning as we go through it. But it's going to be cool to get to be a part of that, because we'll get to kind of put our opinions in and help form it. So, okay, let's see. I will be doing our spinal screenings when we get back, which is for females ages 10 to 12, and for boys, you do it at either age 13 or 14. We'll get all that done, get everyone referred that needs to be referred. Again, we'll do more mental health presentations, work on ways of putting it out there so that they're more aware that it was happening. I think a lot of students didn't really realize it was going on. So we need to definitely advertise it a little bit more, make it a bigger thing, and get some incentives for them to be there.
And for the Wednesday that I came, it just had to be a change of venue from one room to the next, which if someone misses that message, they put it out over the loudspeaker, but if you miss it, then you go and you're like, well, whatever, I guess it's not happening. And nothing, some of that stuff you can't control. I mean, I can't remember, there's like a project or something in the room that day. And so things come up. It's communication.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. We are going to continue our backpack food program through the rest of this school year because that pilot program won't actually start. We'll prep for it the rest of this year and throughout the summer, getting everything ready for it. And then it'll start in September. So we will continue doing our backpack food program up until September, and then we'll start that. That is, of course, if everything works out correctly and nothing falls through. That is our plan. Okay, so does anyone have any questions or any recommendations on things we could do for our students?
So the backpack program that you were just talking about, is that, you said through up until September, so through the summer too?
If we have kids in need at summer school, I'll definitely hand out during summer school too. Now during the months that we're out of school and there's no summer school, do it then, but definitely during summer school too. Anything else? Any recommendations? Anything y'all want to see provided for our students that isn't cafeteria stuff? I know they went on some field trips and got to test some healthy foods and things like that, and the kids really liked that and made some recommendations to add to our cafeteria here. So that was kind of cool.
I know for like even the mental health thing, I didn't really see any advertising, and not that we have to spend any money, but there are sources in the community that can push that out a little bit easier. To help teachers and parents hear about it, and then they can help reinforce that to the students.
I think that's definitely a good idea. All right, well, that's all I have. I'm going to hand it back over to Jerrica if no one else has any questions.
Okay. Well, I believe that is it. I'm going to close this out. I will send out a reminder for our next, which will be sometime in the spring.
Probably like February.
But I'll, when we like get April. That date, and all, we'll send that out to everyone. But if nobody else has anything, we will close out the meeting, and it is 6:01. I appreciate y'all for being here.
Thank you.